come.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're getting ready to celebrate with a family. Maybe you're going out on a boat. Perhaps you're dropping a line or two or dragging some people behind that boat. A little water skiing, perhaps. But spending time with a fam, however you're doing it, or with your crowd somewhere, getting a chance to breathe in that liberty. Yeah, 4th of July. There is nothing like celebrating 4th of July. To me, of course, I've said this many, many times, but for any of you who just tuned in, I grew up in Philadelphia, really South Jersey, over the bridge from Philly. So how many times did I walk by that Liberty Bell? I cannot tell you how many times. Hundreds of times I went past Independence Hall and even worked at one point at a television station right across from it. So I was always drinking that in. I love that feeling of just thinking of the history of, in my mind, picturing, because of the cobblestone streets and whatnot, what happened way back when with the founding fathers and what we now have in this country because so many pushed against the system, the tyranny of England. Some would say that Edward Snowden is pushing against that. We're going to talk about the latest as he seeks asylum in Russia. Plus, the sad, sad story of 19 hotshot firefighters who lost their lives fighting that Arizona fire that simply was out of control and has charred thousands of acres. And it's not about the acreage or the homes or the structures or any of that. It's about the loss of human life. When we're talking about an elite group of firefighters, there's 110 units in the United States, 20 guys, basically, give or take, and a few women to those units. And in this case, this was a group out of Prescott, Arizona, for the most part. That's where they were from. 19 firefighters who knew what they were doing, who were there trying to cut a path, an escape route, if you will, and ended up dead as a result. They recovered the bodies, so the families will be able to bury them. But, boy, it is a tough, tough, tough road for these mothers and fathers and wives and, sons and all of that. A lot of them in their 20s and 30s with young, young families. Here's Roy Hall, who tries to put it in perspective when it comes to families and how they feel.
There's a degree of high regard and humility for those families that have had these significant losses.
And significant indeed, especially, as I say, as we are swinging into and getting ready for a important holiday weekend for so, so many people. And also some breaking news that happened on Tuesday morning out of Russia, a rocket that was carrying satellites going up off of the launch pad. It looked like smooth sailing, not a problem, and then explodes into a massive fireball. So in Russia, they're dealing with that and what happened, what could have made that explode the way it did. And while they're dealing with that, the people in Moscow and beyond and all the little villages and areas across that country are talking about Edward Snowden. They're talking about Snowden as somebody who is trying to seek asylum now in that country because he was not welcomed into Ecuador, as was originally thought, and cannot go back to the United States as he would be tried. So Vladimir Putin, who says he has so many other things on his plate, now has to deal with Snowden, the whistleblower, the ex-National Security Agency computer contractor, who admitted, I'm the leaker. I dumped the details of the surveillance program to reporters in the UK at The Guardian and The Washington Post. And there's supposedly more documents. We know that Russia's trying to assess this as to what they're going to do. And while they're looking at doing that, Russian President Vladimir Putin opened the door to Snowden possibly staying there, but said he has to stop his work aimed at harming our American partners if he wants to stay. So he's saying, you cannot leak anything else. You cannot talk to the press. That's it. You can't leak these documents. You're done. Now, Snowden had a statement that he released where he slammed the Obama administration for yanking his passport once criminal charges were filed. He said that left him a stateless person, but he said the administration isn't afraid of people like him or others accused of disclosing secrets. That, you know, they're not afraid. They're afraid of an informed, angry public demanding the constitutional government it was promised and should be. That's what Snowden released, saying they're more afraid of the people and the word that gets to the people about the things that they might not really realize are happening, which is why he says he released all the documents that he did, because he felt as though people needed to know in the United States how deep this went and that it exceeds constitutional limits, that the surveillance program is beyond the reach. And the other part of this is that now the European Union and others realize that we are grabbing their phone records, grabbing their information, and they're not too thrilled about it. See, this is one of those things that we know with data mining and privacy and all of that, that we can make flippant remarks and say, we know that we're being watched and we know it's happening. And of course, all of us assume that, and other countries would think that because in the interest of safety, and they're trying to do the same thing. But it doesn't matter. Once it's out there and here's the playbook and here's specifically what the U.S. is calling you, that's not a good thing. The NSA chief, General Alexander, I hear, is just fit to be tied and cannot wait for Snowden to come back, but it's not looking that way. Can he not say anything, though? Was he willing to play the game with Putin to stay in Russia? Right now, he's a floater. He's floating around. He has no country. He's at the Moscow airport. And if he comes back, he's not trying to come back. He's trying to go somewhere else. And it looked like Ecuador is going to be the place, but it's not. So is the place going to be Russia? And the information that Snowden put out there has, like I said, infuriated the Europeans. They say they're shocked by reports of U.S. spying. They're shocked. The German justice minister said if the accusations were true, it was reminiscent of the Cold War. He wants an explanation from the United States. In France, they're saying the same thing. If these acts, if they're confirmed, would be absolutely unacceptable. The outrage from the European officials over the weekend is the biggest fallout since Snowden started spilling details of our surveillance programs to reporters earlier in the month of June. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh.
There's a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo.
All right, coming up here on Tonight in our next segment, a conversation with Derek Green from Project 21, a group of black conservatives and with interesting points of view on all kinds of things, including the NAACP and some of their recent actions in light of the Voter Rights Act and what the Supreme Court decision was on that case. They're or a couple of other things with the organization that Derek Green says he has lots of problems with. And in fact, as great as the NAACP has been over the years in clearing a necessary path, he's saying that they've flatlined. And he is a black conservative. Again, Derek Green, not shy on his opinions. He'll share them next on ATN. I was talking a little bit about the European Union and the diplomats that are expected to meet in Washington next week, by the way, to discuss major trade agreements. But now they're talking about, trade agreements, talks about that. I think it's going to stall those talks without a doubt, because the rippling effects of the information that's been released from Snowden has sent a chill over relations with a couple of different countries in the United States. And you would think in some ways it's some of the countries that could ill afford that. But on the other hand, when they're being told specifically how much eavesdropping is going on, you can hear the thud, the reaction coming out of France and England and, you know, all the members of the European Union who are not happy. So the timing couldn't be worse for the administration because of the fact that these talks had been scheduled for so long. Even French President François Hollande called the surveillance of European diplomats unacceptable and said those programs need to stop now. There's not going to be any negotiating or transactions in all areas until we get these guarantees for France and for the rest of the European Union. So Secretary of State John Kerry is in the middle of this. He's saying he's going to be in contact with EU officials and find out about the allegations, but said every country in the world undertakes lots of activities to protect its national security. We go back to the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. We cannot do that any longer because it's out there. It's out there and it's in living color. So the U.S. is responding through different channels, and they don't want to comment publicly on the specifics of the activities. They say they don't do that, but just saying that we're not going to comment on it, on what we do, but that we respond appropriately to partners through diplomatic and intelligence channels. That's it. So I wonder if they'll just call this whole thing off. I wonder if they'll just say, we're just not going to do a deal with you. And I don't know, somebody said to me, why are people so up in arms about all the spying, spy versus spy? Wouldn't you say that to keep us safe, you would allow whatever aspect anybody wants to know of your life out there? Who cares if they know our transactions? Well, I'd say that's going too far to the other end, and I understand about trampling constitutional rights. So you want access to financial transactions, every content of your email, your phone records, your contacts. I'd say no. I'd say the scope of U.S. surveillance is ridiculously baffling and unnecessary. Who's going to sit there and cull through all that information and just waste more time and let the bad guys get away? And we certainly don't want to see that happen. And that's what is happening. There's too much time wasted on things that are not leading anywhere. It's just more of the same over and over and over and over again. So curiously enough, Snowden has definitely created the buzz over the United States. They're not talking about our 4th of July. They're talking about our spying capabilities. And in a new poll, most people disapprove of the way the president has handled NSA. A majority of voters are disapproving of how the president went about with the comments after the classified surveillance program was announced, was out there. In fact, I'll give you the numbers. So what good is a poll if I just give you vague generalities? But 61% say they disapprove of the president's performance on the issue. 32% say they approve. 7 don't know. How do you not know in this day and age? Where are you, hardcore opinions out there? How do you not know how you feel about it? 44% say they were likely to prevent, that they felt that by doing what they're doing, they were likely to prevent terror attacks. 46% said it was no more likely that they would do that, that they hurt law-abiding Americans by using information improperly. And 10% say they did not know. They had no idea that that was happening. I think the bigger fallout now, even in the United States, is going to be what Europe does, that they're upset over the eavesdropping and they're saying it might mess up the trade talks, and that's a very big threat. Attached to it a lot of money, let's put it that way. So that's not good. It's not good at all, in fact, because of the amount of trade that we need on our side that has to go through. or be crippling to a lot of our great small businesses. This is crazy because at the end of the month, we're making a journey to the Jersey Shore so I can check it out for you. I'll tell you what it's like now after Superstorm Sandy. Scientists, though, are studying what caused tsunami waves that people said they spotted near the New Jersey coast earlier in the month. The place was Barnegat Inlet. I've been there many, many times. A fisherman said he saw a massive 6-foot wave surging toward the coast. Tsunami-like waves were observed at more than 30 tide gauges in areas along the east coast. So the people obviously, he saw that he was right. And they said there could be some other factors playing into it. The continental shelf east of New Jersey might have played a role, that kind of thing. Wow, that'd be kind of wild. You're sitting there surfing, you look up and you see this giant wave coming towards you, or what looks like to be a giant wave. Oof. It would be frightening, especially if you've got your rod in there, you're looking, and all of a sudden you see this wave. I mean, to me, the tsunami, after seeing what's happened and the devastation that's happened to so many people because of an earthquake, and then it's the after effect, it would be that third, I guess, rail, if you will, that I would not want to touch. I would not want to touch it, no doubt. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to talk to Derek Green next. He gets fired up about the NAACP. But coming up at the tail end of the hour, we got a little sports for you. Wimbledon is going on, and is there any American pride left? Who has a real shot at winning this tournament? Who the pretenders are? So many have gotten knocked out. Of course, this is July 4th. We're rooting for our American tennis players, but boy, the domino effect and how many have fallen. Now, the latest to get knocked off her pedestal is Serena Williams, which was shocking because she started to roll, and then in the third and deciding set, she had a 3-0 edge. So Sabine Lisicki pulled off the huge win on the woman's side by beating Serena, and we'll have some more reaction to that, but she did it in 3 sets. Wow. 3 sets she was able to take her out and even down 3 games in the hole, which is so, so crazy. It shows you that just the power of Serena. And also, how are the men doing? And a few other odds and ends in the sports world we'll throw in for you, too. But coming up on the flip side, like I said, we're talking to Project 21 member about the interpretation of the NAACP. You don't want to miss this convo. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight we've been talking about the fallout of a couple of things that have happened since last week with Supreme Court decisions and whatnot, and what it all means as we break it down. Joining us now from Project 21, it's been on in the past, you guys really, really reacted to him, Derek Green, and he's got plenty to say about the NAACP's president, Ben Jealous's recent announcement regarding voting rights, and saying that they are discriminating to transgendered Americans. And we're going to go much deeper on this one. Derek, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me back.
So let's talk about Ben Jealous and his role and, of course, now what's happened with the NAACP in your eyes. But first, his comments. And, of course, this has to do with voting rights and the Supreme Court decision from last week.
That's right. He was at the Netroots Nation convention, I think it was last month. And Netroots Nation is a convention of far-left progressive activists, political bloggers, and things of that nature who come together and try to affect the public debate on a number of different issues that primarily benefits their political agenda and their ideology. And so during a panel when they were discussing voting rights, Ben Jealous referenced his adopted brother, who happens to be a transgender fellow, and said that by implementing voter ID rights, it would be discriminatory to folks like his brother. And because it would be discriminatory towards those particular Americans, we should just discard all voter ID laws, all laws that require people who want to vote to show a valid identification to prove who they say they were. And, you know, Ben Jealous, it's nothing new for him to discuss his particular beliefs and the NAACP's beliefs being against voter ID. They've called it racist in the past, and a number of kind of derogatory terms toward voter ID and those who support voter ID. But for him to come out and use the transgendered as a reason why America shouldn't adopt some sort of voter ID program to cut voter fraud is just ridiculous. And it, again, to me, based off what he has personally said and what the NAACP has stood for over the last several years, it seems that they've taken one more step closer to being a purely partisan political organization that has absolutely nothing to do with civil rights or, for that matter, Black Americans.
Yeah, something that Project 21 talked about and other groups have talked about, too, is even going down a different road with that, is that the ACLU specifically, and now the NAACP, suing the state of Arizona. They're doing this, of course, in federal court to have what's called the Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act thrown out. Now, what it is basically a law that doesn't allow and criminalizes all race and sex-based abortions. So what does this ultimately do? And how destructive is this actually to Black folks?
You know, it's really destructive to Black folks. You know, as you said, that particular law in the state of Arizona was implemented specifically to try to reduce the numbers of abortions in the Black community because, as many people know, abortions happen disproportionately. They have disproportionately high numbers in the Black community as in relation to their population numbers. And so I think it's close to 40% of all abortions happen in the Black community, where Blacks only represent 13% of the population. And so the NAACP with the ACLU and some women's group are trying to sue the state of Arizona to have that law thrown out because, okay, well, I can't say because I don't really know why they would want to throw that law out. But by taking the stand that they're taking, it seems to me that the numbers of Black children who have been aborted since 1973, which is reaching numbers close to 1,500 per day, doesn't morally bother the leadership of the NAACP. For them to try to sue and remove a law that would actually also reduce, you know, the numbers of abortions as they pertain to preborn baby daughters. For them to take that stand seems to me that what they're after is an unfettered access to abortion regardless of the consequences. And so, again, with taking a stand that would effectively increase the numbers of abortions in Black America, for them to take a stand to say we are against the voter ID because of it might disenfranchise or discriminate against transgendered people, which only number, based off the study that I think that was out of UCLA, 700,000 Americans. You know, these two things alone, and this is within as many months, again, shows that the NAACP is just, they're purely partisan. And their mission, the historical mission of looking out for the rights of, you know, the disenfranchised or minorities, civil rights and things of that nature, has pretty much gone to the wayside.
Yeah. What was your reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on voter ID? Well, not voter ID, but voter rights.
You know, to me, the whole thing seemed somewhat silly that people would be arguing that we still needed to have that section maintained in the Voting Rights Act simply because, you know, over the last several years, we've elected a Black president not once but twice. You know, we've had amazing advances in terms of, you know, Black exposure to, you know, elected offices, not only at the federal level, but also at the state level. We've had a mass assimilation of Black Americans into the country since 1965. So to say that somehow, you know, we need to maintain that law in its present form in a way saying that America hasn't changed, I think is disingenuous. I think it's disingenuous to the many Americans who actually had to overcome their own inherent stereotypes and biases to accept people that were different from them. And I think that's also done a lot. It says definitely wrong things about our country and the leaps and bounds that we've made in such a short period of time. I think, you know, in the last 50 years, I think America has come socially farther than many countries have come in their entire histories. And so I was happy that it was struck down because, again, what it does in the arguments made by the members of the NAACP and people who were against the voter ID laws, is basically saying that blacks weren't resourceful enough to not only get an ID, but to present an ID because they wanted their votes to count. And I thought that was a very condescending line for them to take. So when they shut down the section, I was happy.
Yeah, we're speaking with Derek Green, of course, from Project 21. Derek, you know there's people listening to us now across America and all those nooks and crannies that are just shaking their heads and are saying, wow, what is he talking about? What are they thinking in saying that voter ID laws don't discriminate, that really that's what happens, that it keeps people from the polls, that there are so many people that are older that can't get IDs, that can't get out there. Do you think that's just more trumped up on the other side to try to, I don't know, in some cases stuff the ballot box in reverse?
Of course. Of course. You know, I think that these same people who are claimed that are, you know, put at a disadvantage and have, you know, obstacles preventing them from getting IDs are the same people who need to show IDs simply to drive a car, you know, to open a checking account, to buy alcohol and cigarettes, you know, to rent an apartment or buy a house. And so, It doesn't seem, so let's put it this way, if it's discriminatory and it's a disadvantage for them to show an ID one day out of the year, maybe 2 days out of the entire year, then it's much more discriminatory for them to show, you know, their ID, you know, in everyday life. And so I think those type of arguments are transparent at best. But again, when they say, they don't say that everybody's disadvantaged. What they say is they say, you know, the elderly and minorities, but minorities is a euphemism for black. So again, right. It's very condescending, and so, and what I really, really, really would love Black Americans to realize is that these people whose party that you know support and have supported for the past 50 years don't think enough of you that you can be resourceful enough to show your ID when you go vote. They think of you as little children, not as fully functioning adults. And that's the one thing. That's one of the many things. But if they could just really, really, you know, take a step back. Reduce the emotional attachment to the voter ID and arguments made against having voter ID to simply say, these people think that we're children. They don't think that we are resourceful in and of ourselves and our own communities to not only get our own ID, but to help those who may actually be disenfranchised or may be disadvantaged to go get their ID. What does that say about this party that we've given our allegiance to for the last 45 to 50 years? And to answer the question, it doesn't say much.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, in looking at the NAACP, it has to be disconcerting to see, especially from what you've said through your eyes and through others with Project 21, with the things that have happened in the past that were so valuable and lanes that were opened up, is this discouraging to you to see what direction now at the NAACP is taking?
Yes, because what it does is that it kind of throws a blanket on the accomplishments that the organization was actually able to participate in, you know, through the course of its existence. What, you know, gives me a little bit more tightening of my chest is the amount of influence that news outlets continue to give these people of the NAACP to advance their political ideology. You know, in black churches that I go to, and black Christians I talk to, every now and again, they will still reference the NAACP, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't understand how you could reference a so-called civil rights organization that truly, based off what they've said and done, don't care about your civil rights, you know, and what is it about them that still, you know, forces you or to give them that type of reverence? And what it comes down to is that they're still revered for what they've done pre-1964, 1965. If they take into consideration what they've done since then, it's a different story. And so, you know, the NAACP will be the NAACP. I just hope and pray that, you know, people who used to give them the type of respect that they earned slowly start coming away from them and saying, you know what, you don't have our best interests at heart, so we're not going to support you anymore.
Yeah. Well said. Derek Green, thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Around. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
So would you believe a girl with a grass allergy, Sabine Lisicki, beat Serena Williams? She broke her serve 5 times. She was up Serena Williams 3-1 in the third set, playing way too carefully, and she lost. Wow, would have been 35 straight on the grass for Serena Williams. It's the first time, it's the second time, actually, in 3 years that she's been bounced from the round of 16 at the All England Club. First in months, she was on this 34-match win streak coming into Wimbledon. So now the 23rd seed, Lusicki, with this unbelievable win, moves on her into Wimbledon to the quarterfinals, and it is another appearance for her. She's been knocking at the door, knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and she plays well on grass, and maybe this is her time now after upending Serena Williams. Lisicki talked about it afterwards.
Yes, it was amazing. I love this court so much. It's such a special place. Well, she played unbelievable tennis. I gave it everything I had. So, you know, I just fought for every single point, but she was better at those patches. So I just hang in there and fought for every single point to try to win it somehow. Serena played a fantastic match. She's such a tough opponent. And, you know, it's just amazing feeling to win this match. The crowd was so amazing.
Yeah, the crowd was so amazing because they were witnessing something they hardly ever see, and that's Serena going down, and she went down fast. In the meantime, Sloane Stephens now is the great U.S. hope for the females anyway. She reached her second Grand Slam quarterfinal of the year. She beat 19-year-old Monica Puig of Puerto Rico 4-6-7-5. Sloane Stephens talks about just waiting for the ball, being patient, and also the fact that Serena is banking on her to be the favorite to win from the U.S.
Very nice of her. I don't know. I just have a couple more matches to go to that happen. So just going to go out and play my hardest and see what I can do. Learning how to really battle and just staying out there on the court and just really learning how to compete.
All right. So this is a 19-year-old protege who seems very, very confident. And it's pretty exciting to watch her play, actually. She seems to get better and better and better. And so, of course, I am rooting for her. Let's see an American get all the way in there. And if it's somebody different, because it's not going to be Serena Williams, let's see it be Sloane Stephens. This is part of Sports Shorts here on America Tonight with me, Kate D. You know, you can always throw in your two cents, whether it's about sports or any of the political misgivings, or maybe you don't think they're misgivings that are going on. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Matt, how crazy is that? That if I had said to you heading into Wimbledon, geez, Serena Williams or Sloane Stephens, who do you think has a chance to get into the quarterfinals? I guarantee you would have picked Serena.
But I am not a huge fan of Serena, so the ruining would definitely be behind Sloane Stephens. I think it's really cool to see. This is the second, quarterfinal, semifinal that she's made in a Grand Slam
now? Yes, yes.
Yeah, and so hopefully she's coming on because she's still, what is she, like 17, 18?
19.
She's still really young, and she's probably the new face of U.S. women's tennis. I can't really think of anyone else who's challenging because there was a couple of years ago, was it Melanie Udan?
Mm-hmm.
Who was had to make that U.S. Open run. She hasn't done anything in years since then. The last 2 years, she has kind of been shut out. There's not really an up-and-comer except for Sloane Stephens. And over on the men's side, the American men in tennis have really plateaued. There is not really any big names. You have Isner, who will make a mini run once in a while, but not really get into the finals or quarterfinals. And, I mean, since Andy Roddick, there hasn't been anything. He's the last Grand Slam winner, actually. I think that was an American man.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago, and now he's out of the game.
2003, I think?
Yeah, it was 2003. He's out of the game. He's going to be a sports anchor or do a sports show for the new Fox television network. So that's it. And James Blake, of course, done.
He fell off, too. I thought he was going to be pretty good, and he just always kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it's too bad because the men really need to pick it up, and there's at least on the female side, there are these possibilities, but it's different for the guys. There are a couple of decent players, even Marty Fish, who's a little bit older, in his early 30s. It'd be great to see him continue to make good stabs at it, but he every once in a while has problems with back or something else. I mean, tennis, the way they play the game now, it really takes it out of me. See it with Rafa Nadal and what goes on with his knee. So Wimbledon is now a case of who is doing what and who are you talking about? And wow, I can't believe it. All right, since we're on the subject of sports for a few minutes here, it's interesting. I was reading this story about the PGA Tour, and you know, there's crazy rules that come up each and every time, like the guys pushed to have shorts, for example. The PGA, they will be sweating it out in slacks forever. I guarantee that because that's one of the rules I doubt they will ever lift. There's been a push to say, can't we just wear shorts? And that's not happening. So the PGA did announce that it will implement what they call the ban of anchored strokes. That starts in 2016, so there's time to get used to it. But what they're saying is, and what Tim Fincham is saying, he's saying the tour wants this proposed ban to be rescinded, saying that the PGA Tour policy came to the decision during a meeting at Greenbrier, and what they're saying is they're considering extending the time period for amateur players beyond that. So that gives them more options. In other words, the issue of anchored strokes, meaning seen among players who use like belly putters or a long putter, it's been very contentious since that came on tour, and they're announcing they were proposing this ban to begin with the new cycle in 2016. That's why. And you think of the players that use it, people that win, like Keegan Bradley or Adam Scott is a great name. Even Webb Simpson you could throw on the list, too. They don't like the rule change that they've allowed the practice for decades, and now they're saying that they're not going to allow that. That will fundamentally change some games for sure.
I am 100% behind this rule. One, because you look like an idiot when you're using an anchored putter. There's no way to make that look cool. Number two, I think it takes some of the nerves out of the game because part of it is
yips.
You have your hands away from your body. They're, free swinging. And, as I'm doing this, I'm actually putting, by the way. But when it's anchored to your body, you have more stability and there's, less of a chance that you're going to shank a putt or, miss hit.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's wussy. I don't like it. I have a regular putter. It's just a straight blade. Just give me that straight blade. So give me a break with the belly putter thing. I'm the same way. A lot of people do use them, though. I see them all the time on the golf courses, and certainly I name some very prominent players who do. It's a key part of their equipment, and so they're going to have to change those games and go back to the straight blades, and they're going to have to do it like everyone else. If they get the yips, so be it. They can't read the putt.
If you're golfing with
me
with a belly putter, you're barring beer the whole round. That's just an automatic. It has to happen.
You hit from the ladies' tees, or you buy beer because you have a belly putter. It is unacceptable. Oh, I agree with Matt. It's just there's something about it. You cross it. Crazy line. I mean, equipment is equipment, and I get it when there's improvements, but especially for the pros, I mean, come on. The kind of money they're playing for, they need to play with straight putters. Give me a break.
Fat improves digestion and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.